What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Virgin Mobile.
Abby Brayden.
This is Abby Brayden.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome to VML. Gonna be a good show today. Later on, we've got Robert DeLong coming in on his way to play Highline Ballroom with Jesse Ware tonight. But now, we have the unicorn of Brooklyn bands. We've been talking about this for ages. Lizzie and Max of Ms. Mister, it's such an honor to have you here.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, we're super excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. Well, I've got to confess, we had summer camp on the show, and I went to their show at Glassland, showed up early, saw you guys play, and I like grabbed Rami. He probably still has fingernail marks in his arm. I was like, who is this? And it was such like a mystery.
That was our first show ever. So.
Really?
Bragging rights. It wasn't even announced. Yeah. I'm almost embarrassed that you saw that show. But I'm glad that you've been a fan from the beginning. Literally, I don't think anyone has more of a beginning than that. So.
Well, look where you are now.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Oh my gosh, it is exciting. Well, in lieu of interviews in the U.S., you guys have had that Tumblr. So, you know, Virgin Mobile Live is big, big fans and friends with Tumblr. So we need to talk about that and all that stuff. But we should probably get into the music first.
Let's do it.
We're doing a station takeover, right?
We're doing a station takeover.
Much. I'm handing over the reins.
Mom, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to play my music as loud as I want.
This is live.
Fist pump, you know, in the studio.
Be afraid. This is a dream come true. Be very afraid.
No, it's not a race car without brakes yet.
Just okay. Give us time.
What are we going to play?
Well, we have a couple of tracks selected. We thought maybe like, should we do a playlist of like unified themes of like one genre? And then we thought, no, that's probably the least Ms. Mister thing ever.
It's like a giant Super Bowl of style in here.
We're not elitist about which styles we listen to. We like everything, and we listen to everything from every genre, from every time period. But today we're doing sort of newer tracks. So I think we're going to start with a track from a new Danish artist named Mo.
We've been saying Mo in here, but
we've been saying Mo in here, but we all know we're saying
you've
it
had
wrong.
A conversation with her about this.
Yes, and it's definitely pronounced Mo or something like that, but she recognizes the fact that she'll need to go by Mo. But the song's called Pilgrim.
Yeah? Okay, let's do it. Challenge that. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to VML. We are mid-station takeover with Ms. Mister, and that was Moot with, nice one, Mike. Nice save. Moot with Pilgrim, and she is currently in studio. I get the feeling it's her own setup, doing a full-length album.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. I've heard a few snippets and pieces, because Neon Gold and Chess Club are doing a co-release. And I think it's going to be really special. I know Max and I are such fans of her. She's
exciting.
So special, and she's such a great person and such a great vision for the project. So I'm excited for her this year.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
I hope we'll be able to do some shows, more shows
We
together.
Played one show with her in London. She's just a total delight. And really, I mean, it's a totally different experience live. She's really, like,
what venue
incredibly
was it
exciting to watch.
It was Electroworks?
In London,
okay. Oh my gosh.
It was cool. It was fun.
Yay, London. Okay. Well, let's play another track. I think we should probably play one of yours.
Okay.
I'm going to put my foot down.
Okay. Abby, what's your favorite? This can be your takeover. What would you like to play?
Gosh. Takeover or takeover?
Let's do the Chet Faker remix.
One of our favorites.
Yes. One of our favorites. Yeah. Okay, good. Oh, we love him so much.
Okay. So that wasn't an eye roll. That was like an ecstasy. Like,
like, oh, please. Like, thank you. This is a welcome break.
You know where I first heard Chet Faker, actually? I was in Tasmania for a festival, long story, and I didn't have a phone or Shazamming power, so we would be listening to the radio stations down there, which are so awesome because they have Triple J and Triple K and all kinds of really awesome stations there. And so I'd have to write down the lyrics of songs that I liked and like
Google them
when I go back to the hotel. And Chet Faker was so low key too, like, but yeah, sure enough, there you go.
Oh, I love his vocals. Yeah, I love the way he approaches production and the way he loops himself and builds on it. And I don't know, I've only seen him in sort of stripped back settings. Mm-hmm. So, and apparently he's playing on Laneway Festival, so I'm sort of excited to see him with a full band, full setup, because that's never sort of been my experience.
He's
full. Amazing.
But we love this remix.
It's
one of our favorites.
It's such a beautiful take on the song, and when we were thinking of remixers, he immediately felt like such a perfect fit for the song.
Yay. The rest is history. Here we go. Welcome back to VML. That was Dark Doo-Wop. I love saying that. Mr. the Chet Faker remix.
Thanks, Chet Faker.
I want him to go on tour with Calm Trues and like all those
Totally. He would so make sense.
Have like
that
the
world.
Fake name tour too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, let's talk about you. and this Tumblr, because for so long that was basically the best way for fans to reach out to you guys and to just get a better idea of Ms. Mister and what your sound was like. And you actually ended up doing Candy Bar Creep Show, the EP, like revealing it via Tumblr, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that collective decision come about? There's so many, I mean, because it's definitely thinking outside the box with that one.
You know, I think we started... It sort of happened really organically because we started using Tumblr just as sort of a mood board between the two of us when we just were recording like demos in my apartment and just sort of like starting out and thinking about visual identity alongside the musical identity and just sort of like playing around with different, you know, like a collaged sort of idea of who we were going to be visually. And so Tumblr ended up being sort of the perfect medium for that. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, that's what it is. It's a visual collage or mood board. And so we just kept doing that. And as things were happening, we were recording more music, we just kept collecting more images. And then, we eventually had thousands of images there all together our whole visual identity was there.
And it can be reblogged with the push of a button.
Exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many different sort of narratives you can pull from it too. We have lots of different identities and you can pick and choose, I think. And that's what's sort of exciting about it.
Everybody takes something different away.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I think just Max and I, the way we work, you know, it's a little bit of everything, but at its heart, it's Ms. Mister. And we're very sort of drawn to the sort of collage and mixed media aesthetic. And the Tumblr EP was something that we had actually talked about doing before we even necessarily knew if we were a band or what sort of project we were going to be. Because, you know, the music comes first, but we're always just sort of interested in how music transcends into these other mediums and how it takes a different face when you added a certain visual attachment to it, whether that be through artwork or through a video or through a remix.
And now you make your stems available for anyone to remix.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we're so interested in collaboration and particularly how people interpret the music for themselves. I mean, it's such a personal relationship. And
especially with pop, too.
And totally.
I think, you know, we're immensely proud of what we've done, but we're not precious about it, and we're not elitist about it in any way. I think, you know, we recorded our entire album in my apartment in a spare bedroom. We invested like maybe $500 in the whole thing before we mixed it.
Wow.
And so it was, you know, and I think it was a really exciting time for us. So I think by giving our stems out and giving out that sort of material, my hope is that someone else will find a spark in that and, you know, remix it and then discover that this is something they love doing and keep doing it. Or, you know, we'll find some sort of new remixer that no one's heard of. I think that's really, really exciting. And I think that's Tumblr really lends itself to that, too.
We're just lucky. Thanks. We've been so adopted into that community. It's been such a great platform for us to sort of communicate with an audience and be really hands-on about sort of like our aesthetic. And I think that's really unusual for a lot of acts, but particularly in pop. And we've been able to dictate all those choices in Tumblr. It has been a huge aid to that. Yeah. And it's still sort of a great source of communication between us and our audience, you know, audience. We get messages all the time and we respond to everything we get.
You must be really tight with Tumblr, though, for the bandwidth you take up, I'm sure, with all the music on there.
Surprisingly, we're not as close to Tumblr as we'd like to be. So Tumblr, if you're listening, get my number. We should go on a hot and spicy date sometime. Mm-hmm. Talk about our favorite blogs.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, why don't we get deeper into the psyche and go back to the station takeover part. And hear a song that's your choice that you would like to hear.
Okay, I would love to play Get Free featuring Amber from Dirty Projectors, major Lazer track. I'm so obsessed with it. I sort of came to it late in the game. I sort of found it through a lot of the best of lists that were happening.
Right.
Which I like. I love a list, Max knows about me. I'm an obsessive list maker.
A bullet point
girl. Always. And so end of your lists are just like, ugh.
It's
just
porn.
It's
information porn.
It's amazing. Seriously.
When I work for Hype Machine, you could like crack in and see all the stats.
Oh, I'm so into it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So this song sort of came out of that exploration, and I love it. I'm such a fan of Dirty Projectors, and I think her voice is stunning. And it's such an interesting collaboration and sort of different sound from Major Lazer as well.
Definitely.
It takes on this sort of more relaxed reggaeton vibe. So yeah, I've been digging in, and enjoy, I hope.
Mike is just rolling his eyes. I know. I'm sorry.
You guys just talk. You're just in your own world.
You can't hear what we're saying because Mike is in a glass booth.
Oh, no. We did hear. I had the mics on during that whole song.
That's great. Good thing we keep stuff positive.
I keep threatening her I'm going to do that one day. And I will.
You did it once by accident, and it was really funny. A good laugh was had by all. Okay, if you're just tuning in, welcome back to Virgin Mumble Live. We're here with Ms. Mister, Lizzie, and Max. And that was Lizzie's choice, Get Free, Dirty... I'm like, it's such a long title.
I know,
Major
so
Lazer
long.
Featuring Amber by the Dirty... Of the Dirty Projectors. Get Free. I'm just waiting for their new album to come out, because...
For Dirty Projectors?
No, for Major Lazer.
Yeah. I'm really curious, because if this is this misdirection, or is this like a different vibe he's taking on?
It's
I don't know.
So interesting. I saw them play at Bonnaroo, I think it was this year, and instead of having, like, you know, their old dancers,
yeah.
they've got, like, these two girls that Vogue. And so they'll be like dipping on stage. It's amazing. Like they've completely.
That's cool. But cool. I would prefer if it was actual drag queens. So.
Have you seen Patricia Paris Fields is Burning? That's all I want on stage.
It's so funny. Like I love Abe Vigoda, but when Juan came out with that song called Throwing Shade, I was like, I love you even more. I didn't think it was possible. Okay. Yes. And if you don't know what Paris is Burning is or Throwing Shade, just go to virginmobilelive.com and Google it. So. Because we have definitely posted it on the blog. Let's play another song. Max, what do you want to hear?
Oh, let's see what's next. Let's play Wings. It's by this new band called Hearts. They're from New York City here. Produced by Jean from St. Lucia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's all in the family.
They're just phenomenal. I just love them. Her voice is
and how you
say
it's phenomenal.
H-A-E-R-T-S. And you have to think it through every time.
I always want to say, I know, whenever like we play, I always want heart.
Like, you know, hearts.
Exactly.
No, there's such a treat. I mean, it's such like a lush, atmospheric, nostalgic sound, but her voice just cuts through. And it's got this sort of Stevie Nicks quality, but sometimes even takes on a Madonna-esque sort of like power or style. I don't know.
High praise.
She's such a treat. She's such a treat. And I think
did they play
really
live?
Great things for them this year.
Yeah.
They just did a residency at Pianos. And they just played Pop Shop, which was their first sort of like official coming out show. Aww. But it's early days for them. But we're great fans.
Awesome. Okay, so here we go. Here's Hearts with Wings. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to VML. We're doing a station takeover hyphen major gab fest here with Lizzie and Max of Ms. Mister, and that was Hearts with Wings. Oh my
gosh. Such a treat.
Such wonderful, big things for them in 2013.
Yeah, totally. I really hope so.
Yeah, there are a lot of great acts coming together this year. I don't know. I feel like 2013 is just going to be like a new era of pop music. There are so many bands that I think are just going to have a large this year. I can't wait. Yeah. I hope we're one of them.
I think so. Let's talk about that tour with Marina and the Diamonds, because I would imagine that her fan base would be awesome and accepting and loving to you guys.
Honestly, it was like, that was our first tour ever.
American tour.
Yeah, it was like, we're here.
Yeah.
But it was honestly so easy. Because her fans are so sweet and so
supportive,
passionate.
Enthusiastic.
And, you know, it just, we like.
That basically goes against everything you ever hear.
Right. And yeah. I mean, we performed for our seventh show ever was in front of like 1,500 people at the Fonda Theater in Los Angeles. We just like were so blown away. We had no idea what to expect. But they have been really, really consistent and super, super supportive still. And
yeah,
it was just an incredible,
fans.
Really great first experience on the road.
Exactly. For your first tour, you know, you're just getting your feet wet and you're still figuring out the live show. So to be able to come into that tour and have the support that we did, it just, I think, gave us the confidence to keep pushing the show forward and become better performers and musicians. And It was, I don't know, it was really, really amazing. And also to be on tour with Marina, who we're such great fans of and dear, dear friends with. You know, she was probably the third person ever that I had sent the Bones demo to. And she had immediately called me and was just like, I'm so excited. I never knew you could sing. I can't wait for us to go on tour together. And that was like a year before it happened. And then when it happened, we were sort of just like,
I can't believe like our dream came true. It was pretty amazing.
It was wild.
It was really wild.
Oh my gosh. Awesome.
Okay. I think we'll always be in debt and thankful to her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. She grew out of like the nightlife scene in London because she, I believe, was a founding member of the Girlcore Party.
I don't even know that. Is that true?
Oh my gosh. I believe so because they were the ones that first started like supporting her and sending her out. And she played their parties. Yeah. A lot. So
she's
yeah.
such a treat. She's actually going to be in New York for a month. She's moving here for a little bit. So
oh my gosh,
watch out, New York City.
Watching her embrace American culture is great too, because I guess growing up, like, she always wanted to be an American cheerleader. Mm-hmm. So now she wears that on stage.
Yeah, totally.
So cool. Okay, well, let's talk about these gigs you have coming up tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, playing at Mercury Lounge. Our first headline shows in New York.
Congratulations!
It's really exciting tonight and tomorrow and. They're both sold out, and I think we're just in awe that that's the case. I don't know. It's pretty amazing to play your hometown and have a whole like a sold-out show.
Well, what are some of your favorite gigs that you've gone to at Mercury Lounge?
Oh, it's funny because Mercury Lounge is such – I think it's a challenging venue in that I think bands have to go above and beyond to really win people over. And so some of the best bands that I've seen there – you know, I think I saw one of Mumford & Sons' early gigs for Good Friends, and that was one of the best shows I ever saw. Honestly, I know this is a controversial pick, but I saw Brother perform at Mumford and at Mercury Lounge.
I was there
by
in the front row.
Far one of the most fun shows I've ever been to at Mercury Lounge. Like,
you know what? There are even photos on the blog. Yeah,
Like, I remember everyone's being sort of like bratty industry in the crowd, like on their phones, and Lee just looks up. One of the funniest people I've ever met, and he's just like, "This is not a BlackBerry convention." And I thought that was so ballsy. I loved it.
Oh my gosh.
And Group Love, I saw an early Group Love show there. So I feel like it's such a rite of passage to play through Mercury and means so much to both of us.
It's definitely really sort of like a meaningful step for us.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. And then there's a show in Los Angeles.
Yep. Playing at the Echo in Los Angeles next Wednesday, I think. And then we're off to Australia for a couple weeks to do Laneway Festival.
Oh my
god.
So
it's an exciting next couple of weeks.
Laneway is
us.
Pretty much all we've been talking about for a year.
Except it's 110 degrees down there.
I was just going to say, you're going to get summer.
How do I pack? Australians, help me out. What do I wear? Can I wear underwear for 2 weeks straight?
Their vintage shops down there are killer.
That's
record shops, Red Eye Vinyl in Sydney. Mike,
is that
it? Yeah.
Yep. That's still there.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you have any vintage store or record store recommendations, please tweet at us. Every city we go to, we go vintage shopping. It's like
our
go-to
favorite thing to do.
Ooh. So that's welcome.
Well, with that in mind, will you be at South by Southwest this year, or do you not?
We will.
We'll
be at South by.
Because the Austin shopping. Oof, I there an extra day.
Just
I say it's because
this year too.
I say it's because I don't like to fly on Sundays, and you know there are all those delays, and everyone wants to leave the city. It's really because I'm going to be on South Congress.
Because I've gone to South by for a few years, and yeah, I only usually just like stay for the festival, and then you know, I like sort of leave as soon as it's over. And this is the first year I stayed an extra day, and what a delight. Austin, Texas is such a treat, and also, that vintage store is
the
on
East
South
Village
Congress.
Of Texas, kind of.
Max, I got, like, two huge trash bags of stuff for, like, nothing. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's, like, a lot of my first time, here. So I'm really... You've been talking it up, so let's hope it meets
it's
my expectations.
Awesome. It's going to be, a marathon.
Amazing. Okay, well, if people do want to keep track of you online, the Twitter is Ms. Mr. Sounds.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Tumblr is?
Ms. Mr. Music.tumblr.com.
Awesome.
Facebook. And
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And
talk to us, people.
I have to ask that inevitable question, the Mr. thing.
Oh, yeah.
How many people have called you that by accident or just has it slipped out as a typo?
Lots of people We've gotten a few questions about, like, do you have any connection to Mr. Mister?
What kind of question is that?
But I was like, no, I mean, we were
That's like when people ask
babies.
Me if I were at the Clash show at the Palladium. No.
But I do think it would be sort of funny to do a cover or something sometime. We'll see.
We both know Mr. Mister, but it actually didn't even come to mind when we came up with the band name. So that's just,
well,
just
you don't
a funny
spell
coincidence.
It out either. So yeah, it's only when I started saying it phonetically that sometimes I would slip up and I'd be like, "Oh, are we doing Curious Liaison?"
If you did a cover of Mr. Mister, people just assume you are a covers band.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like,
totally.
Slightly changing the name.
Oh my gosh, like that Journey covers band. What was their what were they? Evolution? Something like that. Anyway.
Okay. We're getting carried away.
Exactly.
As we do.
So, Ms. Mister, next two nights in New York City, then on to Los Angeles, then Australia. Hopefully see you in Texas. Definitely. And Japan. Japan.
Oh, my God.
Big in Japan.
Oh, man.
Already,
all I want
sure.
is
I want
Japan.
To happen.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
That would be a dream come true,
yeah,
honestly.
Absolutely.
That's definitely something we're hoping for the future.
Oh my gosh. I don't think you'll have any problem with that. So I was wondering if we could take you out the last song. It's going to be a Ms. Mister song. Be remiss if it wasn't. Ashtray Lane. It's one of my favorites.
Ashtray Lane is such a special song to us. It's probably one of our favorites on the record, and
I think it's one of the weirdest we've written. It's sort
absolutely
of, it's a little bit
more experimental than the others,
yeah,
less straightforward,
but really pretty, and we struggle to play it live because it's sort of about this like perfect mix balance, and there's sort of these darker elements and sweeter elements, as you'll hear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice to get a chance to play it on the radio and have people listen to it.
Yeah,
it's great. Love it.
Love it. We love you. And thank you so much for
Abby,
coming.
Thank you so much. This
us.
Is really great.
It's been
so
an
awesome.
Honor. And yay.
I hope we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Anytime.
More station takeovers.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Completely.
You run into each other at South by Vintage Shop.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Fighting over the same
yeah,
thing.
Right. No. I always meet my friends later in the day. I learn the hard way. Okay. Wise words. Thank you, Ms. Mister, so much. Here we go. Here's Ashtray Lane.